to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedee?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember De Leon?
She's excused.
Councilmember Nelson?
Here.
Councilmember Page?
Here.
So I think we should go around and make introductions. So we'll start with Tammy and go around this way. I'm Carol Benson, the mayor of Black Diamond.
Councilmember Tammy Lee, I've been on the ad hoc committee for about 7 years. They know it's fun.
I'm Scott Curry. I'm one of the fire commissioners.
David Linehan, city attorney.
I'm Jim Farrell, also one of the fire commissioners, and have been here to be with you a number of times.
Pat Nelson, council member.
Melissa Oglesby, council member.
John Henry,
fire commissioner.
Steve Pate,
council member.
Aaron Stout, council member.
Joanne
Sang, fire commissioner.
Okay, so at our meeting in October 10th, we talked about that we had given some financial information when you had made your agreement to our interlocal, or changes to our interlocal agreement. And so we talked about at that meeting that you would bring forth your financial information, and so that's what we're going to start with today.
Right.
So I have some handouts.
Yeah, just the documents that you had emailed us.
Oh, the council has not gotten those?
Yes, they have, but she just wants to make sure they have them at the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, I also have copies of it.
Yeah, this is what I have tonight is just things that happened after the meeting, which is the termination letter dated November 12th. Some costs that you finished was November 21st, and some more costs January 7th. So you'll just take one and flip packets and the rest down, and the same on the sides.
About $1.9 million. What we
several times, but with changes in members of the city council that sat on that ad hoc committee. I know that Tammy's been in it full time, but many of the other members that sat on it are now absent. What we need to do is see a good faith effort from the city to eventually come up to pay the fair cost for their amount of service that they receive. We're not asking that tomorrow you come up with another $500,000. That's not what we're asking. But an effort on the city's part to recognize the cost and then to go ahead and offer us a plan that the district can live with. Because currently, the rest of the district is subsidizing the cost that it takes for each run that comes into the city. And I guess we're asking from you the efforts that we put in for 7 years and some of those recommendations to come to fruition. And we would ask that you consider fairly being able to come forward and help us with this. If not, we are going to have to consider the termination of service. We're just asking for the fair amount to cover the cost of fire service for the city. And I would ask if any of my board members would like to add anything to that.
If you look at our operating budget over the past several years, we are deficit spending in our district. At a considerable rate, we are burning through our reserves. And if we continue to do that, we will be in the red in probably a couple years' time. And if you look at the differential between the deficit spending situation and the deficit, if Black Diamond were paying a similar rate to the rest of the district, we would not be deficit. So we cannot compete with this. It's not it's just a fairness issue. We literally cannot compete with operating.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
How much do you calculate the fact that we own the equipment and pay for repairs?
Replacement tires, we pay for that. So ordinary maintenance on vehicles, we pay for. anything, and you can see there's actually a leak. You can see that we billed you for a few items. But ordinary maintenance on the station and the vehicles, we pay 100%. The only thing that we charge, and it's in the contract, the only thing we charge for is those things that aren't routine. Like a major thing going on in the community. Everything else we pay for.
Yeah.
Contract says that we pay for a routine maintenance for the station and for vehicles.
Yeah,
and that's one of the changes that's in the third addendum to better clarify what those things are.
So I have a couple questions because the numbers are confusing to me.
Okay.
So your budget has increased over this entire period 25%.
Right.
The number of calls has only increased 11%. And yet the cost of the Black Diamond calls are going up by 155% increase. That doesn't make sense to me. So I need to understand why there is such a disparity in those three numbers.
In population?
Well, but that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
To go from 170 in 2015 to 387 in 2019?
But it's only 200 more calls.
In Black Diamond.
In yes. Black Diamond. Actually, it's, yeah.
Right. But, well, so let's stick with the 25% increase and the 11% increase. Why would the cost go up 25% if your call volume has only gone up 11%?
Call volume and they're not.
Do you need a seat?
There's nothing. There is nothing. We don't budget based on how many calls we have. And that's just a comparison. We've tried several different comparisons across.
Okay.
And
that makes sense.
Yeah. It's you know, how do you, what we did look at one time was is what the cost is per assessed valuation. We looked at that and the city, you know, said, well, that's not how we've looked at it several different ways. So
it just appears to me that out of roughly 2,000 calls, 100% of the 200 increase in calls is coming from Black Diamond. So there's absolutely no increase of the other 2,000 calls over a 5-year period.
Not much. The big growth in the district is in your specific townships.
Okay.
If you look at our call statistics, we stay right at about 2,000 up and down. Up, you know, 2,000. I think this year was 2,300. Last year it was 2. You know, so it's all, you know, it's not static. It goes up and down. Number.
I'm sorry to be stubborn about this, but I just don't understand how a 10% increase of over 2,000 calls to 2,200 calls results in an increase in your budget.
Our budget is based on house values, cost per thousand.
The number of calls isn't even the number. It's about a level of service. So if our level of service started to decrease, we would have to do things like hire more firefighters, put on extra people, put in extra fire engines. We haven't had to do that.
Well, we have hired some extra firefighters during that period of time.
And our costs, our daily costs are going up as well.
Our health care insurance and other things are going up. Right. You know, these are other increases that we have to pay for and that we believe should be a shared cost. We don't set the health care rates.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I noticed one of the first ones that you took the 7 stations divided in equally to try to come up with a per station call. Aren't some of the stations quite a bit larger than others?
Station costs, which would have been 800.
the Volunteer Firefighter Association of the state, and are covered by that while they're on duty. It's a different healthcare
but
system.
Is that part of the cost?
Yes, it is. Yes. We have to pay for that. No, they're not at the same, it's a different rate, but they are covered by insurance while they are volunteer. I don't have a rate.
Yeah, that's written, that's okay.
But they are covered by a state insurance system and a state retirement system for volunteers. Both of those.
Can I make a comment? Because this is very confusing because no one in the state charges or has their budget based on the number of calls they have. That's why that's very confusing. Mm-hmm. What everybody looks at, what all of the surrounding departments, including Maple Valley, Covington, they all use either a benefit service charge or property tax to pay for their service. So in Edenclaw, in Maple Valley, in Fire District 44, in all those areas, it's $1.50 per thousand of assessed valuation for property taxes goes to the fire service. If you do those numbers in the city of Black Diamond, if you look at your assessed valuation and the dollars that the city pays the district, it's about something under 50 cents per thousand. So citizens of Maple Valley are paying $1.50 per thousand on their homes and on their businesses. In Black Diamond, it's something less than 50 cents. That's really,
I think that's really that. Yeah, how much are we paying?
Something less than 50 cents a thousand. If you calculate it out, you don't do anything, you get your bill, it doesn't come this way. But everybody else, you know, pays for fire services through property taxes. So that's the easiest way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the expense.
Yeah, the revenue.
Yeah. So that's really the easiest way to look at it because you're comparing apples to apples. No, if you showed this to someone else, they would say, we don't understand because we don't charge per call. So we've tried several different ways to look at this. And we've given you not in these documents, but we broke it down by property tax too at one point. I can send you that information too. It's probably a few years ago. If you have, you should have copies of our budget. It's broken down. We don't break out by station.
Your budget's really too hard to read.
Well, it does break it out.
We make funds and out all the time from others.
It does break it out in our budget for station and the personal costs.
It doesn't break it out.
No, because we don't need to do that. So I can tell you. We know how much it is per firefighter and how many people, 90% of it is.
Right.
But they're not, they're a little bit different because those stations are staffed 24 hours a day.
Right.
And those firefighters are on 24 hours a day. Yeah. And so, because there's more firefighters.
Right.
In order to staff
more revenue.
In order to staff 24 hours a day, you need to have more firefighters. Okay.
That would be helpful.
But I wouldn't think that the muscles, when you call it the Muckleshoot Station, it wouldn't be more revenue. So,
it would be more than we're giving right now.
More revenue.
Oh, yes.
Yes, more revenue into the station.
Right.
Yes, but that particular station wouldn't necessarily be higher in property values than others.
But it would show kind of what portion of the budget, of the total budget, yes.
Because then you can do the same thing with Station 95 or
right.
the same state thing
right.
with,
90.
I mean, so,
yeah.
And many of the firefighters were also go between stations. They aren't necessarily assigned to one station. Some use volunteers half the time. Some use them part-time with the full-time firefighters. And also, just so that the public knows, and I didn't know this before I became a commissioner, that volunteers aren't really volunteers. They do have a small stipend. So, just understand that they are also paid for. So just the term volunteer is kind of a misnomer. They aren't paid the same percentage as the full-time firefighters, but they are trained the same way.
62% of our volunteer staff time is spent at Station 98. 62%.
Okay. Do you have any other questions?
I don't know if I have a question, but I just want to make sure I'm wrapping my head around this whole situation. So to my understanding is that I keep on hearing, you know, price per call, you know, per. And in my head, I think, why are we putting a number on how many calls you guys are we're receiving in the city of Black Diamond, yeah. How much service? I don't see why we're putting a number on it where I'm looking at it like it is a service.
Yes.
To our citizens.
Yes.
No matter how many times we pick up that phone and call 911 and not say we have a fire to put out or a medical emergency, there shouldn't be a price on how many calls we're making to you guys and how many times you guys are coming out to us. It's just what my understanding is you're saying you want us as a city of Black Diamond to pay equal amount of money to you guys as well as all the rest of the districts around us, like whatever service. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, and let me... One of your councilmen went ahead and asked, and I think it's a good idea.
Chris Wisnowski.
I don't know if it was Chris or who it was, but went out and contacted the Uniqlo Fire Department and asked them to give them an amount that it would cost for them to come in here and take over your service. And that amount was $3.1 million. They would come in and do it for that amount. No, they couldn't do that. They said that according to their system and their union, they would need to have the tally sheet here plus a staff, and it would be a 3.1 million. That's the only way they would do it.
I'm sure that it would be really.
It was one of your council people.
Well, and I, keep continuing. I guess I'm raising my hand.
Well, Aaron.
I just had one question. This says interlocal agreement study. Who did the study?
I know. The interlocal agreement?
Are you talking about the page there?
The front of this says interlocal agreement study.
Chief Barlow.
You and who?
Chief Barlow.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead.
Oh. Okay, so Councilmember Oglesby here. So I just want to, so moving forward, I mean, as our city grows, and we're going to receive a lot of new residents, we're going to see possible, and with new residents, more calls.
Yes.
And when you say that we pay you in our, we say property taxes, that's one way that people
that
pay you.
That is the way that,
yes.
that fire departments are funded, unless you choose to go at another avenue.
Okay. In my understanding with the city of Black Diamond, our property taxes go to a lot of our revenue since we don't have a lot of revenue coming in with like commercial or real estate or businesses at this at this time. But in the future, hopefully that's the goal.
Yes, it
and is. We can play with that. So I guess, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how are we going to work this out? I hear that you guys want money, and personally, I agree. I feel like it's not per call, it's the service that you're providing for the city. And it does seem to me in my eyes that we are a little deficient in the sense of other surrounding cities that you guys are providing for and services for. So my question is to our city and our financial area, how do we meet that goal? Where do we meet in the future? Where 10 Trails is gonna grow, we're gonna get commercial, we're gonna get businesses. What I mean, I know we have 3 years to make this decision. That seems like a long time, and hopefully we don't take that long to make that decision. But I'm just trying to figure out how are we going to – I'm just kind of wrapping my head because I keep on hearing – we keep on going back and forth. We're not making no progress.
Well, and it's 7 years we have.
Right, and I'm sorry for that, and I've only been on here for 2 years, and I apologize for the previous council. Couldn't help some members on the previous council. I couldn't help you guys come to – better decisions. But beyond that, we're moving past that, is that I look at the financial budget, I'm looking at May going, how are we going, how does this look? I mean, I know that another half a million dollars is a big stretch for a city that is only surviving off property taxes right now. And I'm looking at, you know, how does that look? Where do we get that money? How do we budget that into our, start adding it now, putting it away for it now, working at it, because we know we're gonna get more residents. We know we're gonna get businesses. How does that work? Someone help me see the wheel.
So you have to go out for a safety
levy. Okay.
And we've talked about this for 7 years.
Yes, we have.
You have to go out for a safety levy to get those funds.
Okay.
And it has to be the vote of the people.
Okay.
But it's gonna take years to educate the citizens on what all needs to be done and why you need that funding.
Okay.
Then you bring it to the citizens, and then you have to vote. And then if it passes, then that's, it's right, still tied down. You know, then I think it's, when does the fund start?
Is it depends on what you're
right,
talking
about. Right, is it specific?
Okay, if you pass an a levy during, let's say, you pass it in August, you can start collecting again. Help me out, geez, the year.
April. I agree with you, Tammy.
What we need is a good faith effort from the city council to move forward. Otherwise, we cannot afford to go ahead and keep doing this.
And really,
understand,
it's wasting the council and the mayor and staff time. Mm-hmm. It's wasting Mountain View's time. If the direction that the council wants to go is totally different, then we need to just get that out and stop this ping-pong game going on.
Right.
Yeah, we need to know.
Yeah.
We really need
and
to
I think
know.
You guys should know, because like you said, it's been 7 years.
Yeah, and
that's not
in
fair.
That 7 years, we have gotten promises, continued promises,
mm-hmm.
and then you change. And there was a period when we went ahead and patiently waited during a period when your gavel was attempted to be stolen from you. And during that period, we knew that you couldn't do anything. And we
right.
waited patiently, knowing that we were losing
right.
money.
Right.
And didn't act. And stood beside you and helped you along. Now we need help.
Right.
Our budget is such that we can't afford it anymore.
So I would, to be honest with you, I wish that you had pushed forward during the
mm-hmm.
crazy times, because it's kind of landed in our lap. And I understand it, because I went to those meetings too,
right?
And nothing was getting done, and it was just a whole political nightmare. But here we are,
yeah,
in the next chapter,
right?
And we look at our bottom line, and we're going to go into the red if we just sign up and say we're going to pay you $1 million. Just hang on, just a second. If we do that, we're in the red. And if we don't do that, you're in the red, right?
Yeah.
So we need to have, the mayor has mentioned before that we need to have a study that helps us figure out where we need to go, what the real process needs to be. And we need to do it in a big hurry. I don't know how that works. I'm not an expert on that.
To just be fair, the one that found you that stepped back at the 2 years,
sorry that you were put in the cage.
Yes.
For a whole time.
We did stand up at one of your council meetings and threatened to stop service when they were unwilling to pass a budget.
Yes.
We did stand up. And we followed what your mayor and council, or part of the council, asked us to do. We wanted to help.
So I guess the next question for me is, where's the checklist? What do we do next? What do we need to be checking off to get to the point of being able to come to an agreement? We want your fire service. We don't have any other options. And we don't want any other options. I don't, because Mountain View has been great service for us. However, we have to pay, and we have to figure out how we're going to make that work.
And one thing, you're mentioning like Maple Valley and Covington and Enumclaw. We don't have a Walmart, a Costco, a Fred Meyer, a Safeway in our city. And so it's kind of the bakery can't pay for the fire department. If that makes sense.
And we don't either. We don't either.
Unless
we
you pay donuts.
We don't have any of those big box stores either. And we depend on that $150 or $1.50 per thousand. You're not doing that. You have allowed that to slip.
I think the mistake was bringing us a thing where it came per call. You didn't bring us $1.50, you brought us per call.
Okay, yeah, we can give it that. That's where it's confusing.
We've had $1.50 before. Yeah.
Well, I'm new to the council.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's where my questioning came from, is this was the justification. And I know you're not asking for $1.1 million today.
No.
But this is all I have to look at.
And
you're presenting it based on the number of calls and taking the budget divided by the number of calls. And that's where my questioning comes from. And, you know, I'm new to the council. I've not dealt with fire budgets.
We were
fire department budgets before. So it's helpful for me to hear this conversation and really see, you know, what does drive the costs. But I think Pat brings up a good point, which is those mill rates that we're referring to, those are different cities than what Black Diamond is. And the real nut here is to figure out what is the right number, if it's not 1.1 million.
Just to address your comments there regarding the per call, no fire district. The council had asked us if we could present to them what the cost burden of Black Diamond specifically was. It is incredibly difficult to do that. There is no perfect formula to figure that out. We do not manage our district as this piece and this piece and this piece. We manage it as the entire district. So we tried a couple different ways to present that information for you. Really, we need to look at this as the whole.
And that's what we're asking
for. And the other cities around that have significant industry and a higher tax base, really the vast majority of our district does not have that either. So all of our residents are paying full $1.50 per thousand assessed value. And you know, we're not getting any big tax increase from Walmart.
And I would also like to say that for the last at least 6 years plus, we have had an ad hoc committee where we did the study, where I have more notebooks than I'd want to even think about on all the various ways that there are to fund the fire department. There was the benefit service charge, there was $1.50. There was merging into the fire, having the city merge into the fire district, having us provide other services. I mean, I think we ran that totally through fire. It was presented to the district, and that's why we started the interlocal agreement, or the annexation agreement, because that's what the ad hoc committee wanted to do. And then all of a sudden, that blew up somewhere in your trial time, and we are back to this situation. So we have looked at this through every lens that you've asked for us to look at it. Again, there's no way you're going to fund it per call because there's no way to gather those or invoice those or even look at them that way because that isn't the way that it is. And as your population grows, this call volume's good. Just because there isn't anybody in that house can still catch fire.
Right.
Just because people are still driving on your roads and they have car accidents and we have to get them out of situations.
So we've talked about the per call model. We've talked about, you know, the valuation model, the
right.
rate model. Yeah. I mean, help me understand how $150 per thousand, how does that tie to what drives your costs? Does that make sense?
So your costs aren't any different, right? You're still spending whatever it is that you're spending to run the fire department.
Well,
it's just a matter of what we're putting in.
So let me ask it a different way. Let me ask it a different way just to use an example of what my question is. If you have 100 houses to serve and they're small, cheap houses versus 100 houses that are really expensive houses, how does that change your cost to service those same 100 houses? Because if each of these 100 houses is worth $100,000 each, right?
Yeah.
And you're charging about $50 per thousand. And these houses, there's 100 houses, and they're $500,000 houses, and you're charging about $50 per thousand. Your budget's five times as much to serve 100 houses over here than it is to serve these five houses here. And that's what I'm asking for your insight as to how I can understand that. Does that make sense the way I'm asking it?
It does, and I've got an answer for
good.
You. It is the level of service that you would get from the revenue generated by those less expensive houses than the more expensive. The other thing that we have to face is Tim Eyman's initiative, the original one, on property tax, that lowers the amount because you can only increase the assessed valuation by 1%, although it may increase by what's in the paper yesterday was 15% for the houses out here. And as that goes up, your amount that you can collect out of that $1.50 goes down, unless you are willing to raise it again to the $1.50. So that the revenue that you have here is decreasing unless you increase that to $1.50. I believe it's at 68 cents in the city of Black Diamond.
No, our rate is 2. Public safety property tax pays for court, fire emergency, police, fire, and there's other revenue, so it's not just 38 cents.
Yeah, what we usually are able to measure is the $1.50 that is present in the other districts around you. I don't understand exactly how Black Diamond works there, but again, that's where it is. That's the difference. The level of service. I don't think we're arguing about the level of service. We, you know.
Well, I hope I'm not coming across that I'm arguing.
No,
that's
not
it. I'm trying to understand.
Yeah.
Well, let me based on the letter that we got, the determination letter. I've talked to May and the attorney, and we talked about different things that we could do, and I would like to. On what we can do to resolve.
This is mostly addressed to our council members tonight, but I'm happy to be fired there's been some questions, especially tonight, about process. How do we get the ball over the finish line? How do we resolve all this? And really, the council has a big decision today. We've got a 3-year window. still not know what's going to happen in 11 months.
Right.
Because in some respects, depending on what options you choose, some of them may take a long time to implement. So I guess my strong suggestion to the council would be one of the things you probably need to do for yourself is to set a timetable, set a deadline. Maybe not a, certainly can't do it at this meeting, but at an upcoming meeting, pass a resolution saying, okay, we're going to, just aspirationally, have a decision made sometime in the next 12 to 18 months max, so that by, you know, the summer of 2021, 18 months from now, you know what you're going to do. Because some options may take a while to implement, and you don't want to have your options constrained by lack of time to actually do what you want to do. There are multiple options here. Certainly, negotiating a new contract with Mountain View is one option. There's also annexation into a district. There's also starting your own fire department from scratch. And there's also joining a regional fire authority. So those are really the things you're choosing from. You've got, as I see it, four options. This is certainly one option. It's the option that the city has been relying upon for years. And in order to keep that option, you're going to have to come up with a price that
down here.
get going, and then hope that you have the finance and that your people voted in. Otherwise, what happens?
Right. So that's what I'm trying to encourage you to set an aggressive time frame so you have time to
2 years.
Make sure that you have the timeline, account for all the contingencies that may happen.
Right.
So that you're not constrained in your options by your life.
I just have a couple questions. So it sounds like what Councilmember Deedy is bringing up is time is of the essence, right?
Yes.
We don't have time. And I'm not putting words in your mouth, but it sounds like we don't have time to do a study and go through that whole process. And so, I'm just paraphrasing what I'm hearing Councilmember Deedy say. Okay.
We need to start right now. So let's get this
right. So here's my question is I get 3 years seems like a long time, but it's not. So how long of an agreement are we talking about? I mean, how long was this agreement that's expiring in 3 years?
It was open ended, but they had the option if they send us the letter, which they did in November,
right,
and it expires in 3 years. So they gave us notification
of
the expiration, the termination of our open-ended agreement.
Okay.
So our open-ended agreement was basically they could charge like a 3% increase every year,
right,
for fire services.
Okay.
There was also a part in that agreement that we would meet every 5 years to determine if it was a fair and equitable amount.
Okay.
We have not done that.
Okay.
But well, we did with the ad hoc committee, but it didn't go any further.
So my question is it a possibility to reach an agreement on what is, you know, a reasonable step forward?
Steps forward.
Not 1.1 million,
steps, a lot
but
of steps.
That would give the city of Black Diamond, let's just say for argument's sake, 2 more years. So now we're working on a 5-year time frame, not a 3-year time frame, that we can go through this study. Because here's where I'm coming from. I still don't know what the right number is. And I also think that we owe it to our residents to go through that study. I'm not debating the level of service or the quality of service or the relationship's been good, you know. I'm just saying I think we owe it to our residents as we're going through a huge amount of growth.
Mm-hmm.
That decision's going to have a bigger and bigger impact to the city of Black Diamond and its residents. And I think we owe it to our residents to go through that kind of a study and look at what the four options are. But I don't want to put us in that position that you're talking about, which is, you know, we're scrambling at 24 months from now.
Right.
And that's irresponsible to me as the council to be in that position.
Well, if the council decides that they think this independent study is the way you go, you can decide that at the next council. You can have a discussion at the next council meeting and decide that you want to go ahead with this independent study. Then that was release made to go get the numbers from the two consults that we know about. I mean, there's more than that, but we have two that we have confidence in that would be able to do the study. That would be a further chance to go ahead and engage them, and then they'd have to get you approval for the contract. And then we would go ahead and do the study, and then we'd give them a timeline. So if that timeline's going to be 10 months or 9 months, then it would give you time to decide after you got it. We would have to meet with the consultant. Once we got the study, we would have to meet with the consultant and decide which way that you wanted to go and how we were going to afford to pay for the services and if we were going to have to discontinue other services. But we would have a comparison of other cities.
I'm all for, you know, doing the study again. I might as well go out there. But in doing that, the study again, when we did the study in the ad hoc, it wasn't the fire department that went out and grabbed somebody and said this, you know, we all in the ad hoc committee agreed to that consultant. And we brought it back to the full body council and said, here's what, because the ad hoc committee can't just go do stuff and you know, grant funding for it, and we all pay for that. So we all pay for it, we all went through the steps and everything. So my question is that when we do a study, how is it, you know, so right now what I'm hearing the mayor say is that study was lopsided. And so what I want to know is how is it going to be where both parties are saying that's an even study? How are we going to get there? What does that look like? Do we all, the commissioners and the council, all agree on who we pick and we're all involved in the steps? I mean, what does that look like?
No, it would just be the city council. It's a decision by the city council.
Yeah, this is the consultant would have a duty to the city, not to the fire district or anybody else. So it would be the consultant giving the city its most honest, objective assessment of what the different options would be. And that's not to say that the previous study that was done wasn't objective, but to say that this one would be a new look 5 or so years later with a lot more data that the council hopefully would have more confidence in that it was in fact reflective of what current costs and more accurate projections for the future would be.
Can we circle back and talk about the fact that we probably need a study because we need to decide which of our 4 or 5 options we're ultimately going to use? But I don't think anybody thinks that any study is going to find that any one of these options are going to be a lot less expensive than what Mountain View is offering. So is there any possibility that in the midst of doing the study, in the midst of, you know, weighing our options, can we move forward with a potential levy, what is it called, levy lift? Is that what it is? To get to the point
safety.
Of
of our $1.50 or whatever it is that the citizens need to vote on, can we get that moving like within the next several election cycles? Or, I mean, I'd be more inclined to hire a consultant to help us educate the public that they need to vote to pay for a fire service. I mean, I don't know how that works. I don't know if that's an option.
You could do both of those. Both of those are wise moves that I see that our fire district could do. I think just the one study and 5 years down the road, we couldn't. We would have to exit. 5 years is just too much. Mm-hmm. We're operating in a deficit now and are going out probably.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't meaning that we were going to negotiate a different rate 5 years from now.
Okay.
I was trying to achieve the same thing that Councilmember Stout mentioned.
He just doesn't want you to cut and run if we're late to the game, if our thing takes too long.
Well, no, I think you need to do both of those things. I think you need to put an effort forward to raise the amount of money that you're currently giving us, and then go out and do your study, find out if it's the best option for you to do both of those things. Educate your public about it, an MO levy or levy lid, whatever you decide to do, and also do that.
I just want to point out that the city did pay for a consultant. His name was Mr. Robert Bart Young, and he had to do a study of that sort, and that was in association with your impact fees. So that study had to be done in order to come up with a number that said, here's what your impact fees should be. We do have those. There's a plethora of information that 90% of you have never seen. We've been doing this for a long time and discussing the same thing. So, that is something that I think all the councils should look at. And I'll pull it if May has that study.
Yeah,
I can. Yeah. And it talks about how many stations you need to have and how much apparatus, and that's how you figured out how much you were going to charge for the fire.
Yes, so that part of the development agreement?
Yes.
It's for cap.
It was part of the development agreement.
Well, kind of, because the impact fees cover all, they don't just cover the 10 trails, they cover all construction in the city of Blackback.
Yeah.
So if you build a house on Lake Shore, you're paying the same. Yeah, I've got that information. I've got boxes of information. So,
it was a very good study.
And so, if you would like me to, and all of you are really smart people, but I've been doing this for a long time, and right. Now I'm not smarter than you are, but I have a lot of institutional knowledge.
You're well seasoned.
So I would be happy to sit down with the council and give you a half hour presentation of how fire departments are funded in Washington State, and show you where that's at, and how that, so you have some of that built in, and be happy to do that. So.
Well, I figure even if we do the study, that we're going to have multiple council meetings to understand how it works, regardless if we have somebody who teaches how
to do it. Well, and there's also MNO levies, which I think our boards, we've done it a couple times. It's a maintenance and operation levy. That's a 4-year thing. So if you did something like that, that's going to get you 4 years. So a lid lift is where you bring it, because I know you have about. I know you have a buck or something that you don't collect. Cities can collect $3.60 unless you have a library. So it takes 50 cents away from that, so it's $3.10. If you annexed into the district, it would take $1.50 away, or whatever we collect. There's also another thing that's just came out, and we would have to talk to Brian Snur about it, but there's where you can set your rate at $1, annex into the district, and something about stays at the dollar or something,
right.
There are a couple of new ways for doing this, but basically, either you're going to run your own. It costs no matter who does it. It costs money to do it, and I think somebody else said you're not going to find someone that's cheaper. You're not going to find someone that's cheaper than $1.50 a thousand. I understand. Yes. Yeah, and I think
and something that the council.
Yeah. And something that our board's comfortable with. I think the reason where we're at, where we are now, is I've heard more progress tonight than I've heard in years. So I think that's probably why we're at where we're at now, is because of this, you know, the can that we've been kicking down the road is really dented up. You can't even kick it down the road anymore.
There's no can to kick.
No, it's gone.
It's gone.
So I hear the annexation a couple times as well. You guys are talking about that as an option also. And I hear that the consulting, getting consultants to get this study costs money. But, I mean, tell me the difference. I mean, can we just go right? I mean, say that we decide we want to annex into the fire district. The amount of money that costs versus studies to see.
The studies would be like $50,000 to $100,000. The annexation into their district for $1.50 would cost us almost $5 million. Yes.
And we talked about that you have to go out for that.
Yes, we know that. But I'm just saying, today, if we were to move forward, it would cost us $5 million.
For an annexation, you'd also have to vote.
And you have to vote.
Yes, you have to vote.
For both the district and the city would have to vote.
We need the council
to
be able to
vote in
the city.
How much taxes would go up if we do so. So, and we have a new council. We haven't presented all that information.
I mean, some of the new council have not seen any of the information that we have done in the last couple of years.
Just being... Yeah, and just being a new council member, I mean, this is, like, mind-blowing.
Well,
I mean, let me just say, this is not my...
thing that we will ever have.
And we want to be able to do it right.
Well, Melissa says she's a new council member.
Okay.
But she's halfway through her term. I'm halfway through my term. You have a council that's willing to work with you right now, and you need to maximize the use of your cooperative council members, because we have no idea if we'll be reelected.
Yes.
And Steve, and what's his name? Patrick. Tammy will be here for 4 years. She was just reelected.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't know. We're talking about some things that are going to take some time. And you don't know who you're going to be dealing with. So the more quickly we can get this thing going, you've got this group right here. And I personally feel very comfortable with this council. I'm very pleased with who we are and what we do, and how we work with our staff. And let's get this show on the road, whatever it takes. I'll go to extra meetings.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. These two options that you suggest, I think, are vitally important. One is a study that the mayor is suggesting. The other is to book in to raising funds to go ahead and do this. And getting those two prepared and ready to go, I know will be going a long way in satisfying our board. And that you're taking a good faith effort to get the job done.
Yes, we don't have that information. We need help.
Yeah, those two things.
Or the time to do all
that. Yeah, and both of those.
I mean, let's talk about it in a different forum, but
because that would certainly speed up the process.
Yeah, it depends on what it is, what you mean by it.
Right.
But
I mean, you know, going out for 11 Elizabeth, we started the process of looking at that at the same time we went out for the study.
Yeah. Let's talk about that later.
So it sounds to me like if that would make you guys happy, because that's the goal. We want a win-win situation out of this whole.
We want this collaborative.
Right, and I agree. And I agree that it's going to take the right information for us council to make that best decision for our current residents and our future residents, which is going to be quite large in the future. So. And for us to make the best decision for our future residents, that, I mean, I think it sounds like the study sounds good to me as a council member. Sounds good to you that we start working toward that levy lift with you guys, and that would make you guys happy. It would make us happy, and hopefully it'll make the residents happy that we're actually doing something for the best interest for the city in the future.
Correct.
At a council meeting, I think that
probably look at another joint meeting coming up within a couple of months, and I would suggest that of us. And I would suggest the, is it the first Thursday?
Second Thursday is our work study.
Work study. The 12th of March that we get together again.
And what do we want to be discussing at that time?
We would be discussing.
We do have our town hall meeting that night on March 12th.
Wow. The 5th of March.
Well, that's our regular council meeting. So that
the 12th of March is
12th of March is our town hall meeting. We have two a year. That's good.
Yeah, I mean that's fine. I just want to know that there's a time limit.
We've done that before. Yeah,
we did this last. There was another meeting.
But yeah, and between that time, the council has to decide if that's what they want to do. They're going to have to make some kind of an motion to move forward. And then they can discuss that decision with you on the 12th. I mean,
It's all of our meetings are public. None of us can meet. we're under the same laws. Okay, so the 12th then at 6 o'clock, we'll come together again.
Yeah, 7 p.m.
Is there a better date?
I think we can. I don't have any problem. We've done it before. We can pound it out.
Okay. One of the other things that we had offered the mayor previously was that we would meet in one of our facilities the next time.
They're going to have a town hall.
I know we can't do that. But if there is another meeting like there was tonight, to offer it to be in our facility.
Well, Brendan needs to be able to.
Do you have fire hoses? No, we're good. They don't even know why I'm just putting me out. No, we're
we can't do that. We have to have our regular meetings here.
Just for the public record and a recording and everything else, it's probably best for the residents to have it and they can listen to us here.
Actually, we have our meetings here by ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's written into the law, city municipal code, so we really actually can't.
If you wanted to invite us to a meeting that isn't one of our regular meetings and have a meeting with the fire department and service dinner and
you like your pancakes. We've heard that before.
the worst we get would be apple cider.
Ooh.
Coffee and apple cider. So, that's a fun.
So we are capable. You know, we've met with the Enumclaw board members at it just can't be our council meeting.
Okay.
Not the first or second or Thursday.
We can certainly do another day.
Yeah.
Special meeting. Okay. Can I just offer one also set of history for you? When you were saying do the study because you guys are halfway through your term, et cetera, I just want to remind everybody when we did the study the first time, we were at the end of a couple different council members' terms, and that's the beginning of the end of the next. So that's why the study went nowhere. Mm-hmm. So by you stating, yes, that
we're in the middle.
You're in the middle now, I'm just saying we really don't want history to repeat itself because otherwise we're put in the same way. And I would hope that it would not repeat itself. But, you know,
so you have Patrick, Tammy, and Christiana have 4 years. Steve, Melissa, and I have 2 years.
Right. So I'm just trying to give you a sense of history that how that works. And I'm very encouraged by what I'm hearing here. So I don't want that to stop. But I just wanted to reiterate. Okay.
So we'll meet again in March at 6 o'clock to discuss the progress that we've made. And if you have any questions, yes.
So we'll be back in March on the 12th. In the meanwhile, at the city council, we make a decision. We let Brenda know, discuss what we want to do, and make a motion to move forward with the, if we decide to move forward with the study.
The next meeting or whatever, you can make a motion at the meeting. Want some help with the wording or whatever, Brenda will help you with that.
Sounds great.
And you can do it at the next meeting and just make a motion to move forward. You get all the wording together. And for this.
And then we can, that would indicate May and you to go forward with this consultant as quick as possible. Exactly. So there's a possibility when we come back in March, we can say, look, we made a decision. This is what we did. We're moving forward.
With both of those options, yes.
And you're great. Yeah. And that makes you guys happy and makes us happy.
So, I feel like problems. So, David.
Educational.
Yeah, part. You said,
well,
we have to discuss more.
Yeah.
So are you thinking if the council came together and said, let's go forward with the study, then we would then have a work study and go over the options of doing?
I would like to be able to communicate with you all in a privileged setting what the process looks like. And then if we need to have a work study about it, great. But I don't feel comfortable, and I think the city deserves a confidential conversation, not something me blabbing in an open meeting.
So I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want me to talk at the next meeting about the levy lift?
Please.
Okay. All right.
Would be good,
because
I would be moving
rather than a work study?
Yes.
Okay. So the 16th, as in...
Okay.
Well, I got to brush up on my municipal finance. I know.
Thank you very much for listening to us and working through this. And I know that there is a pathway that will be good for both the city and the fire district.
Thanks for showing up.
Can I make a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.